Sometimes we can feel like a wrestler that's a part of a tag team wrestling match. And we're in the ring and we're wrestling and we're wrestling and we're wrestling and we're getting tired and we're looking for somebody to come and tag us out.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. Today, Dr. Glaze will continue his series about heaven. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of Rest from Heaven.
Amen. Rest. Rest. As we start our message today, we have a definition of rest. And there is a definition that comes from the dictionary, and it says, rest is a cessation of labor to take time to relax, restore, and to refresh. But this morning, we want to look at the spiritual definition, the spiritual definition of rest. And we see that rest is the cessation of laboring to work for our salvation. And again, Deacon Cephas brought that out to us this morning, that our salvation has already been secured in Jesus Christ. So we don't have to work for our salvation. I'm going to say a little bit about that later on in the sermon, but we don't have to work for our salvation. We look at people in other religions and we see them working for their salvation. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor. Come unto me, all you that wear bow ties and sell bean pies and tell the big lies. You know, come unto me. Come unto me, all you that hand out magazines on the corner. Come unto me, those who think you have to pray, even though there's nothing wrong with it, five times a day. Come unto me. I offer you rest. And that's what Christ is all about. He's about offering rest. And so it's a cessation from laboring to work for your salvation. And with that, the freedom from things in this world that cause tribulation, trials, and discontent. If you're still laboring to be right with God, then you're not resting. If you are laboring under the worries of this world, then you are not resting. If you are laden down with guilt and shame, then you're not resting. If you are laboring under fear and insecurity, you're not resting. And so we're going to see this morning that heaven is a place of rest. Aesop, the writer of Aesop's Fables, was playing with some children one day. And he played with these children for hours. And somebody said to Aesop, you're just wasting your time. Why are you spending so much time with those little children? And Aesop found a bow. And he got the bow. And he loosened the string on the bow. And he set it on the ground. And the man who criticized him for playing with the children, he says, tell me the riddle of the bow. And the guy looked, and he looked for several minutes. He said, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what the riddle of the bow is. And he said, a bow that's always kept bent will eventually break. And sometimes you have to loosen the string to get the most use out of it. And we find ourselves going around time after time like a bent bow. That our lives are so tight, that our lives are so high strung, that we're at the point of breaking. Do you ever see people who just get stressed out about each and everything? That even the little things that come into their life, they're constantly suspicious about things. They always are raising an eye of suspicion about something. Jesus said that in me, there's rest. And if we are walking around, and you know, just think of this last week. Think about how tight you were this last week. Think about the things that caused you to be tight last week. And if you found your time being spent more in tightness than in being loose, then you're not resting. And that's one of the reasons that Jesus came. There are people that are looking for rest. And in this world, we need to look for rest. Let's look at two people this morning who look for rest. First, we see there's Job. And if you remember, Job lost everything that he had. Job lost his family, he lost his possessions, and he lost his health. And if we turn to Job chapter 3, and we'll be looking at this verse several times this morning, Job chapter 3, and Job longs for death. He longs for death. And I mean, can you imagine after losing all this, how that one could long to die and desire to die? And one of the things that he saw about death, and a lot of people would say, well, Job was speaking about going to the grave, but I believe that even if he was just speaking about going to the grave, that he's talking about something beyond the grave too. Because look what he says in verse 17. He says, there the wicked cease from troubling and the weary are at rest. The weary are at rest. Job wanted relief from his situation. He wanted relief from the tension of life that he was going to. And he knew that relief could come by going into the presence of the Lord. The psalmist, David, was looking for rest. Look at Psalm 55 and verse 6. Psalm 55 and verse 6. And David said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Can you hear his heart? Can you hear the cry of his heart? Oh, that I had the wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest. Oh, my goodness. How many people this Christmas are looking to fly away so that they can find rest? Sometimes it's just one thing after the other, after the other, after the other, and you begin to ask the question, when do I get a break? When do I get some relief? Sometimes we can feel like a wrestler that's a part of a tag team wrestling match. And we're in the ring and we're wrestling and we're wrestling and we're wrestling and we're getting tired and we're looking for somebody to come and tag us out. And the person never shows up. When? When am I going to get some relief? When am I going to get some rest? There are reasons why we need rest. Let me give you a couple reasons why we need rest. First of all, we need rest because of the troubles of this world. And I don't know who you are today, but I'm going to go back, and one of the things that you're going to remember about Pastor Glaze, that when I'm dead and gone, the younger people, I hope they remember this. Well, you know, Pastor Glaze always said, you're either in a trial, you just got out of a trial, or you're getting ready to go into a trial. And as long as we're in this world, we're going to have trials and we're going to have tribulation. And Job said, let me go to a place where the weary are at rest. You know, I remember when my mom was alive, I was here at the church and I got a phone call from one of the neighbors. And my mom had just come back from a treatment, and my uncle was taking her, and he had taken her and he had brought her back, and she was just limp and really couldn't move. And my uncle, you know, he was trying to get her back, and there was a couple people that was trying to help and get her back, and they called me to see if I could come, and I got there. But by the time I got there, they had already got her back to her apartment. And I remember she was sitting in a chair, and she was all disheveled. And I remember I sat down, and she was sitting in the chair, and this was the words that my mom said to me. She said, "I'm tired." She said, "I'm tired of being poked by needles. I'm tired of going to all these appointments. I'm tired of having to take all this medication." She said, "I'm tired." And you know what? What was she looking for? She was looking for rest. She was looking for rest. And as a pastor, I don't know how many times that I've visited somebody and they said they were tired. And generally, when somebody says that, especially if it's an older person, basically what they're saying is, "I'm ready to go home. I'm ready to go home. I'm just tired." And you know, it's good to know that after you've labored in this life, that when you leave, that you are not going to a place where there's more troubles, and that you are not going to a place where there's more torment, but that you are going to a place where there is rest. And Jesus said that he came. And that's what Christmas is all about. And I keep saying it's about salvation. We understand that. But it's also about Christ bringing from heaven the rest that's there and to make it available to us. We need rest because we are persecuted by our enemies. Look at Psalm 55. Anytime that we are constantly being attacked, criticized, ridiculed, being made fun of, being bullied, we are being persecuted. And look what the psalmist said, David, in verse 3 of Psalm 55, "Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is very pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are overcome me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest." Persecution by the enemies. Persecution by the enemies. You can get worn out. You can get worn down when you face all kind of persecution and opposition. And so the psalmist realized that. And he knew that the answer to his problem was, "Oh, that I might find rest." And the beautiful thing, as we move through this sermon today, that one of the things I hope to show you is how we can find that rest. Some people need rest because they are just exhausted from earthly labors. You know, they just serve and serve and serve. I had one Bethany member. Now I don't want to make this the norm, and I hesitate even to say this, but one of the members jokingly said to me, let me make that clear. They jokingly said to me, "Man, I'm going to join another church. Y'all make me work too much around here." Oh, hallelujah. No, it wasn't Tony. But, you know, sometimes, you know, when we serve and we labor, and look at Revelation 14, Revelation 14 and verse 13. Revelation 14. In verse 13, "And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." Wow, that they may rest from their labors. Sometimes we can get exhausted from laboring on this earth. And then, you know, sometimes we just get tired. Sometimes we just get worn out. You know, there's some weeks that I can't wait until Monday, because I know that on Monday, I'm going to put on my sweats and I'm just going to rest. I'm just going to kick back and I'm going to rest. Look at Mark chapter 6 and verse 31. And everybody, and I know some people are going to disagree with me, but I'm going to say it anyways. Everybody needs to rest. Jesus needed to rest. And if we get burned out, sometimes we need to realize that we have seen the enemy and we as they. Verse 31 of Mark chapter 6. And he said unto them, come aside, he was speaking to his disciples, come aside into a desert place and what? And rest a while. For there, he didn't say rest forever now, but he said, some people say, Pastor, you know, I'm starting to burn out. And I said, well, you know, most people's problem is not burning out, it's rusting out. And he said unto them, come aside into a desert place and rest a while, for there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. Jesus told the disciples, come aside and rest for a little while. That we need to take a rest. You know, sometimes, because we don't take a rest, we get stressed out and we become physically and emotionally fatigued. Now, this was what, at one point, you know, the young people always change in the language, so I'm not sure what the end term is now, but I remember they used to say, man, you need to take a chill pill. Or, I'm going to put it in plain everyday American commercial language. Some of y'all need to eat a Snickers bar. Because you're not yourself. We go and we go and we go. And we get fatigued and we get exhausted. And God is saying, Man, you know, and I'm talking about physical rest, but in a second, I'm going to end the message talking about spiritual rest. How do we rest spiritually? How do we rest emotionally? And so what I want to do, let's look at rest in the Bible. Let's look at rest in the Bible. Okay, so the first thing that we see, because we're talking about heaven, and that heaven is a place of rest. So that's the premise of this whole series of messages. Jesus brought heaven to earth. And so the first thing that we see is that there's a heaven rest, and that's in the future. And this rest represents comfort. You remember in Luke chapter 16, when the rich man and Lazarus died, and the rich man went to hell, and Lazarus went to Abraham's bosom, and the rich man was in a place of torment, and he wanted out. And he said, send Lazarus to dip his finger in water and put it on my tongue, because I am tormented in this flame. And notice the key thing that we see about Abraham's bosom, which I believe represents heaven, in Luke chapter 16. It says in verse 25, Abraham said to the rich man, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted. He's comforted. Heaven is a place of comfort. It's a place where this man was a poor beggar all of his life. They had to pick him up and throw him at the gate of the rich man. And there, he was in competition with the dogs. He had to labor. He had to fight with dogs. just to get a piece of meat. And now his fight is over. His struggle is over. He's in heaven. He's in a place of rest. He's in a place of comfort. So this rest represents comfort. This rest represents, and we already looked at this, cessation of labors. In this life, we labor, we work, we toil, we burn out, we wear ourselves out. We get up, we hurry to the job so that we can hurry home, so that we can hurry to bed, so that we can hurry to get up, so that we can hurry to go to the job, so that we can hurry to get home, so that we can hurry to go to bed. And the cycle goes all over and over again. In heaven represents rest. It represents the cessation from that dog-eat-dog world in which we labor in. Heaven represents, as Job said, and we've already seen, represents freedom from the troubles of this world. So that's a future aspect of heaven. Let's look at a past aspect of heaven. We go back and we see that God rested. God rested. On the seventh day, he rested. Now God, was he, let me make the trees, let me make the rivers, let me make the clouds, let me make the animals, let me make, I'll tell you what, man, that sure wore me out. Whew, man, I got to rest. No, God didn't need to rest. In Hebrews, he said he just spoke these things into existence. So God didn't need to rest. Well, why did he rest? I'm going to tell you why God rested. To set an example for me and you. To set an example for all mankind that you can't keep going. You can't keep burning on the short end of the candle. You can't keep working until you work your fingers down to the, you can't do it. And that God set the example. Not because he needed to rest, but because he wanted to give us an example. So God is a past example of rest in the Bible. We see that Israel, that here they were in slavery in Egypt, laboring under the heavy hand of Pharaoh. And they cried out for God to deliver them. And God brought them out. And where was God taking them? He was taking them to the promised land. And in Exodus 33, verse 14, and in Joshua 1, 13, what does it say the promised land was? It was a place of rest. That God said that I wanted you to come into the rest. That here they were, millions strong, in the wilderness. God is trying to bring them into the rest. And if you go read the book of Hebrews, you will see that there were some of the people that entered not into the rest. They didn't enter the rest. They died in the wilderness because they refused to accept what God had for them. Israel, when they entered into the promised land, they were entering into a place of rest where God was going to take care of them. Where God was going to provide for them. Where God was going to meet their every need. This was a place for them of rest. So we see the future rest, which is heaven. We look at the past rest. God rested Israel in the promised land. That was a place of rest for them. Let's look at the present. In the present, we have salvation rest. And what is salvation rest? I'm going to tell you, it's better than me tell, let me read to you. What is salvation rest? Chapter 11.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Rest from Heaven. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, Rest from Heaven, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Rest from Heaven. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Rest from Heaven. Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 7 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Glaze and our entire volunteer staff, I'm your host, Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.